Hi, welcome to the Toncast. I am Ton Slingdog. I'm the host and the producer of the Toncast. Sometimes I'm not the host, they're guest hosts, but I'm always the producer, so I named the Toncast after me. Because quite frankly, I'm sick of podcasts that are named after the people who do all the talking. They're not the ones to do the work, it's the producers. The producers are more powerful than the talent. Without the producer, Mark Maron is nothing. Paul F. Tompkins is nothing. Doug Benson is nothing. Greg Proops is nothing. Their show should be named after their producers, not them. Anyway, I'm here with a very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson. He is an actor and a writer. He has a group called the Film Pigs. They make jokes about movies. If you listen to that show, which is a podcast, and they also do videos and stuff. But if what is this? What is that? Who's calling me? Whatever. Something on Facebook. I hate Facebook. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so Todd is my cousin. You probably know that if you've ever listened to a Film Pigs podcast. I do this direct-to-video reviews on that show. I don't know. Whatever. So we're cousins. How you doing, Todd? Great, Ton. Thanks for having me on your show. Yeah, well, we had a last-minute cancellation, so I called you. Oh, well, glad I could help, Ton. All right, so a couple of ground rules here. Todd, I don't want you to start bringing up my drug problem again, okay? All right, man, I'm not gonna bring up your drug problem. I get it. If you want help, you'll get help. Yeah, it's just that usually, you know, when we get together, you always bring it up. I know, I'm your cousin, and I care about you, and I want you to be healthy, but I realize that there's not a lot I can do. It's up to you. All right, great, it's up to me. So my decision is more drugs. Leave me alone. Okay, I thought this was an interview. Do you have questions you want to ask me? Yeah, actually, I do have questions. Hang on a sec. Let me bust out my Twitter feed here. You tweeted something the other day. It might have even been yesterday. I don't know. Let me bust out your feed. I found it interesting. I wanted to talk to you about it. Let's see. Okay. Here it is. Now that overt racism is frowned upon, I'm sure glad we gingers can provide a sanctioned target for your generalized derogatory jokes. Yeah, that was just I was just trying to make people smile. Little satire there. Yeah, and then I just read a blog entry that you did about being a ginger. Yeah, that when I tweeted that, it got me to thinking about, what it means to have red hair, specifically being a redheaded man, and what that means. So are you like a baby about it? You feel like people are prejudiced towards you? Not really. I mean, there's just, some derogatory jokes. You know, nobody likes to, be the object of people's, derogatory humor. It's not, it's belittling. Oh, God, you are such a baby. You are such a baby. And, I don't completely disagree with the people who say the things that they say about gingers, especially ginger man, gingerman like you. Ton, you have red hair as well, I do not. My hair is brown. No, your hair is red. That's ridiculous. I can get women whenever I want women. I'm not like you. I have brown hair. Ton, I'm sitting right here looking at you. You have red hair. You have red hair. I am not a ginger. I didn't call you a ginger. I just said you have red hair. Ginger's a derogatory term. I don't use it to describe, you know, redheaded people. I think it's rude. Oh, come on. Come on with your self-righteous, sanctimonious mumbo-jumbo. You irritate me. You irritate me so much with your, stop making fun of gingers. It's no big deal. Suck it up. You got red curly hair. You look like a goof. It's no wonder you didn't lose your virginity till you got to college. Ton, that's personal information. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I've heard you talk about that on other podcasts you've guested on. How many podcasts have you guested on? I don't know. I don't keep track. A few. Like as many as Patton Oswalt, maybe? I doubt I've guested on as many things as Patton Oswalt. I mean, he's a famous comic. I'm just a character actor guy. A character actor guy? Is that how you categorize yourself? As opposed to, you know, a never was, a wash up, a failure? Ton, where is this coming from, man? I don't know what all this hostility is about. I get sick of reading your stuff and hearing you complain about things. It's just, it's undignified. Well, Ton, I'm not complaining so much as expressing myself, and, you know, I'm trying to do it in a humorous way. Oh, okay. Well, the humor, just so you know, is lost on just about everybody, except for maybe one person.
Well, if that one person is the only person I reach, then, you know, I'm glad. I'm glad to have reached one person.
Ah, the one person I'm talking about is you. You loser. You ginger freak. God, it makes me sick just to look at you. Look at your hair. God. Ah. Oh. If I were you, I'd just shave it all off. I would shave it off. You look pathetic. Ah. Oh. God. You're the opposite of sex. Whatever that is. You. Horror. You're a horror show.
Ton, do you have any other questions to ask me about other things?
Yeah. Yeah, I got other questions to ask you. You piece of junk. You smelly.
I'm not smelly, Ton. I'm not smelly. This is playground taunting. And you're much too old. You're much too old. I think maybe this is the drugs talking.
I told you not to bring up my drug thing, all right? I gotta watch a lot of TV.
Why do you have to watch a lot of TV, Ton?
Because if I don't watch TV, I'll just sit and stare at nothing. I'm not gonna stare at nothing. I'll stare at the TV. That makes more sense.
Ton, I'm not sure what's going on here. I mean, I feel like there's something going on under the surface, outside of, because you're attacking me, and I feel like maybe, did I do something to you?
No, you didn't do anything to me. I woke up today and realized I don't like you. I don't like having you as a cousin. I'm ashamed to have you as a member of my family. Ugh, I wish there was a way of blotting out family, but you can never get rid of it. You just have to deal with it, because it's blood. It's your blood. Ugh. Oh, why couldn't have I had a better cousin? Even another redheaded cousin. Like who is that guy who played Ralph Mouth? That guy.
I can't remember the guy's name. What?
Or Eric Stoltz. He's a good redhead. He was in Prophecy, that first Prophecy. He played an angel. He's a redheaded angel. He's the only good-looking redheaded man in the world, Eric Stoltz.
I actually don't think that's fair. I think there are a lot of good-looking redheaded men in the world. I see them quite a bit. I mean, there are other movie star examples of redhead.
Oh, yeah, name one.
Well, Cole Hauser has red hair.
He does not have red hair.
No, he does. He does have red hair.
No, I saw that Fast and the Furious movie he was in, and sometimes it looked kind of red, but most of the time it looked dark.
Well, I think that maybe the lighting, or maybe they colored his hair, but he's had red hair in certain...
No, he hasn't. He's not a redhead. Get off of Cole Hauser. In fact, leave the whole Hauser family alone. Why can't I be a Hauser instead of part of your family? I'd love to be Wings Hauser's son. Wings is awesome. Did you see Mutant?
Yeah, you showed me Mutant, the zombie picture with Wings Hauser.
Yeah, that movie was good. How come you don't make good movies?
Well, I think a couple of the movies that I've been in have actually been good.
I don't agree.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people, I didn't have a big part, but a lot of people like Blast from the Past. And, you know, I think a couple of the direct-to-video movies that I was in were pretty good.
I am an expert on direct-to-video movies, and you, sir, are not a good direct-to-video movie.
Ton, now you're just not making any sense. I mean, this whole interview just seems vicious. I honestly feel hurt. I don't know. I mean, I bring it into my podcast, and you do my podcast with the Film Pigs, and everybody's always very welcoming and congenial, and we listen to you and we enjoy you.
Well, that's because I'm good, but you're not. So why should I enjoy somebody who isn't good just to be polite? That's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. You're just another one of these people who thinks that all critical thought should be wiped off the map. So nobody has negative opinions about everything and everybody's happy about everything in the world.
That's not what I'm saying, Ton. I feel like what you're doing here is you're just spewing hatred without any real thought. That's not criticism. That's just hatred. I mean, I have no problem being criticized. I don't. But just to say negative things about me and say I'm bad, that doesn't sound like criticism to me. I mean, why exactly do you think I'm bad?
Why? Why? Because you have curly red hair. You look like a douche. Nobody likes redheads. Just face up to it. You're alone. You're worthless. Nobody likes you. You're ugly. Women are repelled by you. And men who like men are repelled by you.
I don't think that's true.
Why? Why? You like men?
Is this going to become like some kind of homophobic rant now? Are you going to just... I mean, are we in junior high? Where homosexuality is a negative again? Is that what's happening?
No, you're a negative.
Okay, Ton, I'm not sure exactly what you want out of this interview outside of hurting my feelings. And if you don't change the mode of questioning, then I'm probably going to leave. So, you know, clean up your act a little bit here. Try to be polite. We are family.
Ugh, you make me sick.
Ton, do you want me to go? Do you want to have a show or not?
All right. You want me to ask you a question? I'll ask you a question. What'd you do yesterday?
What did I do yesterday? I had a voiceover audition in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I prepared for a acting class that I teach to children, elementary school kids. So I spent some time preparing that. And then I did some writing to prepare for my writing workshop, which I have on Monday night.
You're all arty. You're arty. Ooh. You're Mr. Creative, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm Mr. Creative.
So you probably don't have time to listen to other people's podcasts, do you? You don't have time to watch TV and movies and other people's books because you're so busy creating your own things.
That's not true. I mean, I create things and I also enjoy watching the creations of other people. I mean, that's the whole point, isn't it? Is to sort of communicate through art.
Also, you want to save the world? Is that what you want to do?
Ton, I thought we were going to change the tone of this. I thought this was going to be less aggressively angry towards me. I don't know what's going on.
What's going on?
What's going on? I'll tell you. I'll tell you the truth, man. Ton, just, okay, can we take a deep breath? And he said, no, I'll tell you the truth. You want to know the truth? I'll tell you the truth. I don't get why you're the main guy on that podcast you do, the Film Pigs. You and those two Steve guys.
Yeah, it's the Film Pigs. It's me and Steve Skelton and Steve Falk. I mean, what's your point, Todd?
What did you just call me?
Ton.
No, you didn't. You called me Todd.
If I did, I apologize. It's just, this is very heated. I'm getting very confused and a little bit afraid. So if I did a slip of the tongue, I apologize.
Oh, do not call me by your name. I do not like it.
All right, Ton, just tell me what's bothering you.
I think that you should be the guest on the Film Pigs podcast, and I should be the main guy on that podcast, not you. I should sit with the two Steves. They like me better anyway. They just tolerate you. They tolerate you and your nervous laughter and your bumbling commentary about movies. I wouldn't do that. I'm a confident man. I'm not insecure. I'm not filled with sadness and worry and lameness like you.
Ton, see, okay, listen for a sec, Ton, because I'm going to go. I am going to leave.
Okay, fine. I'm sure the people will be perfectly happy if I just talk into this microphone by myself. It doesn't have to be an interview show. It's called the Toncast, not the Toncast interview show. It doesn't have to be that.
Well, this is your show. It's your format. It's whatever you want. Ton, I'm not trying to get in the way of anything. As far as the Film Pigs go, the reason why I'm the main guy is I created the group that did the stage shows back in the 90s and early aughts. I started the group. So that's why, you know, I'm a part of it on such a large level. As opposed to you, you weren't involved. You haven't been involved until the podcast. I asked you because you were my cousin, and I know you like direct-to-video movies, and I thought it would be a fun segment for the show.
You should talk to the Steves.
I'm not going to talk to the Steves.
You should. You should ask them. You'll find out the truth. They like me better. They love me, and they just tolerate you.
Okay, that's your opinion. Are there any other questions that you might have that could enlighten people about the world and life or what it means to be an actor or a writer or just what it means to be alive? Something a little less negative, maybe?
No, I don't. Because you know what? I'm not going to apologize. This is my show. If you want to leave, you can. The fact is, people don't like you. And the main reason they don't like you is because you have red hair. And then it's curly on top of being red, which is really awful. It is awful, awful, awful stuff. Gah. Gah.
All right. Ton, is that it? Are we done? Are we done?
Yeah, we are done. We're done with this podcast and we're done with our relationship.
Ton, you say that a lot, and you know tomorrow you're going to call and apologize. I think right now it's the substances that you've been abusing that are making you talk this way.
Every time it comes down to my drug problem, which I don't consider a problem. I consider it a hobby that I enjoy, and I have a good time. And without it, I probably wouldn't be able to sit through a lot of those DTV movies that you're always asking me to talk about on your other podcast.
I only have one podcast. It's the Film Pigs, okay?
I've heard you do other podcasts.
I just guest on other people's podcasts. That's it, okay? Like I'm guesting on your podcast today.
Whatever.
Look, Ton, why don't we just stop this recording and we'll talk, okay? We'll talk man-to-man, not recording, because this is feeling weird.
Nope. We're done talking. This interview is over. This podcast is wrapping up. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to the Toncast. I am Ton Slingdog. I've been here with
very special guest,
Todd Robert Anderson, my cousin, who's a douche.
Ton?
Douche.